this is a great house.
We're setting it up still, but it's pretty boss.
Yeah, I mean, it's come together really quickly.
Mallory Rickbile and Chris Sterley just moved into a new house in Bloomington. This is the second place they're renting together, and it's an upgrade from their previous home.
And there's so much space. Like, Chris and I were looking around, we're like, we have too much space. Like,
roominess aside, the new house has one huge flaw. It's not theirs.
Chris and I have the same objective of wanting to have a house that we own. And at this point, Chris is much more capable of doing that than I am, in a large part because of my student loan.
Rickbile owes thousands of dollars in student loan debt from her master's degree she finished 3 years ago. She pays around $500 a month, which makes it tricky to make ends meet, let alone save for a house, something she and Chris are ready to do.
Knowing that, like, if Chris and I were to buy a house, that it would put more of the burden on him for making the down payment.
In the 1960s, more than half of people ages 18 to 31 were married and living in a home they owned. Today, only 23% of people in that same age group are in that situation. We've seen huge spikes in renting homes over purchasing, and in Indiana, 27% of millennials live with a parent, the highest it's ever been in the state. With so much of millennials' budgets going toward paying off student debt, the overall economy is changing.
Millennials, actually, they don't invest as much in the market because they're concerned about when it went down.
Tim Bowman is a certified financial planner and a millennial himself. He says it's still better in today's job market to have a degree, but all of this debt and the large number of millennials entangled in it might change that for future generations.
I think education's going to, my belief, maybe this is an optimistic perspective, I think it's going to become more cost-effective over time because the market will demand it.
But until the current system of funding higher education changes, millennials like Rickbile and Sterley will have to navigate their financial decisions with student debt as a factor. The couple says they won't let Rickbile's debt influence other decisions such as marriage, but she would prefer to have a handle on her debt before moving in that direction.
Like, I feel like a very weak link in our chain, in that chain, and finances are such a very, like, important part of making a relationship, you know, making it fit the needs of both of the people who are in it.
If there's a silver lining, perhaps it's this. Bowman says millennials are saving more than their parents, in part because they don't want to see their kids face the same kind of troubles associated with student debt that they're experiencing. Ann Kaiser, a 25-year-old living in Indianapolis, is a perfect example of that. Kaiser has almost $50,000 in debt from her undergraduate and master's degree, and says her debt isn't just a concern for her own financial future.
I actually have a niece who just turned one, and so I worry about what she's going to have to go through.
And Kaiser says that has her considering whether for her niece's next birthday, she could just give her money to start a college fund rather than a toy that she'll quickly outgrow. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.